The young composer scoured the novel Cold Mountain for its references to music and then fashioned musical vignettes of her own. WRTI's Meredy Duddleston has more.
The beauty and horror depicted in Charles Frazier's Cold Mountain has served as a launching pad for more than an opera and a movie. There's also this, a composition by Renee Orth, a student at the Curtis Institute of Music.
I think, as a composer, like, the most important thing for the instrumentalist is to write so that it's idiomatic to the player, like it comes out of the instrument, it seems very natural. And so a good way for me to learn how to do that is to look at the masters, the people who have done it well already, and see if I can take it a step further.
She started her composition called Miniatures from the Mountain by cataloging the fiddle tunes referenced in the best-selling novel.
I was really interested in how long of a period can happen between something where the listener is able to grab onto something again.
Orth, who's originally from Texas, has composed other works, including a one-act opera presented at Curtis and a piece for string quartet performed at the Barnes.
I just want to write music that moves people, and if that means I'm doing a part-time job while I'm also writing, that's fine. I'm happy to do that, but that's all I care about doing. I just want to write.
Her Haunting Miniatures premiered in early February at the official beginning of the One Book, One Philadelphia program.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.